Module 4, Your Grand Plan.
Throughout this entire experience of exploring your potential, we've given you a lot of things to think about what you want to do for work and more broadly in your life. You've made some good headway into what you want, and now we want to focus you on how to get it all. It's time to build a solid, practical plan to put all of these possibilities of yours into motion and map out how to really make your dreams a reality. Think of your grand plan as a business plan for your life. Let's look at the big picture and make an overall plan that fills in all the details so you have tangible steps that you can activate right now. You'll be creating a document called My Ideal Life, which will serve as a big picture template to make real plans that support you and your goals. We're also going to cover what to do when your plans change. We never know what can happen, so we have to be open, even nimble, and learn to embrace the unexpected. The trick is how well you ride the waves of change. Of course, plans take time to formulate and execute, so keep in mind that this is just a beginning, but a solid one. We're so excited about you and your future. Putting a grand plan into place will make it brighter than ever imagined.
Your future may start with a dream, but it won't happen without a plan. You have to create a plan to manifest the things that up until now you've just aspired to do. To achieve just about anything of any significance, you need to have a great idea, clear direction, concrete steps, ambition, and perseverance. Most of these are things you'll have to work on by yourself, but we can definitely help you learn how to make a great plan. Dream big, set goals, take action. Most people find it hard to imagine just how far they can really go and how much they can actually achieve until they map out a plan that's realistic and actionable. So let's do that right here. The most exciting thing about this process is how your ambitions and aspirations become so much more accessible, vivid, and possible. That said, even when you plot out every step of your plans, the most unusual and outrageous opportunities can emerge along the way. If you can stay open to and embrace the unexpected, your life can unfold in some of the most interesting ways. Your grand plan should be a living and breathing document. It should evolve as you do. The more you grow and the more you achieve, the more you'll realize how vital it is to have a grand plan to help you focus and succeed. How to make almost any dream possible. Your grand plan is a simple, practical tool that can dramatically improve your chances of achieving anything. It acknowledges where you are today, plants a flag where you want to go, and then connects the two with clear steps. After you build it, all you have to do is follow it. It doesn't matter what the dream is either. If something is possible, then building a plan is one of your best shots to making it happen. Think of this like a business plan for your life. It can be short and sweet with a few brushstrokes, or elaborate and layered with details backed by extensive research. But like countless business plans that spawned huge companies, even scribbling down the initial steps on a napkin or an envelope can prove to be a decent start. However you choose to document your strategy, the most important part is that you get it out of your brain and into something that you can look at. This makes your goal and path so much more real. The most successful people always have a clear vision of success. They think strategically and act tactically. Work hard and work smart. Know that if they fail to plan, they might as well plan to fail. Setting goals and backing them up with a plan will help you get on the fast track to success. Think about your life goals right now. The tipping point. Malcolm Gladwell's case study of trends, The Tipping Point, is a must-read for anyone focused on success. The book explains how our actions and decisions impact what we do or don't accomplish. Gladwell points out that for every trend, for every social movement, and every great idea, there was a moment when it just became inevitable. There came a time when it needed to happen. Set your aspirations up similarly. Map them out. Then make achieving them inevitable. Your grand plan will bring together your ideas, dreams, decisions, and commitments you've made to set yourself up for success. It may not be easy. Nothing worth doing really ever is. But it is relatively simple. Every successful person starts with a dream, hoping to accomplish something big. The starting point is figuring out who you are, what you want and need, when you want to take action, where you want to go, how you're going to get there. Get specific about your hopes, dreams, and goals so you can begin turning them into actionable and measurable steps. From this point on, it's all about implementation. Being a big dreamer and thinker is wonderful, but little will happen unless you develop the ability to clearly visualize what you want and direct your efforts towards making it happen. Visualization will build your confidence, fine-tune your decision-making, and make things more real and accessible. Your grand plan is the roadmap that can take you from where you are today, no matter where you may be, to wherever you want to go. This concept can work for almost anything you want to accomplish too, both personally and professionally. All you have to do is plot out 2 points, your starting point and then the place where you want to end up. After that, you'll fill in a few logical benchmarks along the way. Start by thinking realistically about how you're going to get where you want to be. Do the research. Get specific. Adding these intermediary steps helps you connect each of your anticipated milestones and makes it easier to work your way from one benchmark to the next. The result is an even more detailed plan of attack. Once you add a few estimated timeframes to your plan, you'll have automatically created some goal-specific deadlines as well. Once again, bringing some strategic thinking into your life can take you a long way. Be strategic. Relying solely on hard work to get us where we want to go might never get us there in time to enjoy it all, if at all. It's up to us to find clues, opportunities, assistance, and shortcuts along the way. The more strategic we are, the more we'll find, and the faster we'll get to where we want to be. Why it's important to be strategic. You will get where you want to go much more quickly and easily if you have a plan. Having a strategic plan will give you more confidence in your pursuits. You can go after them more aggressively, eliminating much of the fear that holds so many back. You can enlist the help and support of others more easily when they can also get a clearer understanding of the big picture. You're less likely to be confronted with critics and skeptics when you can speak intelligently about what you're doing and how you plan to achieve it. Being a good strategist is like being a good chess player. If you can visualize your plan of attack and be good at adapting it, you'll get to your destination much more easily. People who don't have a plan are more often the ones who end up doing the same boring thing day after day. Learn how to make things happen, and you will never find your life boring. A great strategist will constantly be asking himself or herself, "If I do this, what will happen next? And if I do that, what will happen then?" Here are some keys to being a good strategist. Always do your research. Know everything about your competition, the market, your target demographic, your product and service. Be very clear about your end goal and milestones you need to accomplish to get there. Be willing to adapt this plan at any moment, as life always throws curveballs. When you do make changes, make sure you're making educated decisions with precision and efficiency. Know your impact. Strategy is an if-then game. If you do a certain thing, always be aware of who or what it may impact and how. Advice from industry pros. Curtis Estes is a wealth management advisor with the Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company. He is also the author of Your Life by Design, among other books. Curtis believes that not only should everyone have goals, but that everyone should be writing down their goals as well. You can lead your life by design or lead your life by default, he says. Whether your goals entail saving for retirement, making sure your children get a great education, or simply anticipating the best and worst that life may throw at you, Curtis says you should always have a plan.
Hi, my name's Curtis Estes. I am a financial planner with Northwestern Mutual, and we help individuals be smarter with their money. We sit down with folks who know a lot about money or know nothing about money and give them understanding for what's possible. I got into the business really because I wanted to do something entrepreneurial. I had a publishing company in college, and we had a lot of fun, but we didn't make any money. And so I knew I needed to do something different. And so at an entrepreneurs conference at the University of Kansas, I got to know the sponsor, who was a young guy who loved what he did, and he happened to be in financial planning with Northwestern Mutual. So I introduced myself to him afterwards and asked him if this is something that I could do. And he said, yes. I started out knowing five people in Los Angeles, and over the past 25 years, I've had the opportunity to work with some really extraordinary professionals and executives, entrepreneurs across the city and around the world. The inspiration for me really came from my dad, who was a serial entrepreneur, although never quite successful enough to keep the cash flowing at home. But I saw his freedom, I saw his enthusiasm for trying new things, and that inspired me. This financial planning career was an opportunity to be in business for myself, but with Northwestern Mutual, not be in business by myself. I really started planning my life as a defense mechanism. When I was 11 years old, on Christmas Day, our house burned down to the ground, and we had no fire insurance. And we moved into a trailer house and got our clothes from the Salvation Army. It was a really, really tough time. It led to my parents getting divorced, and there was a time when me, my sister, and my mom all worked at McDonald's just to bring extra money in. And through those difficult times, I always dreamed about what is going to be possible one day down the road, realizing that if I took the time to intentionally come up with a strategy for my future, I could one day get there and get out of the tough stuff I was dealing with in the moment. What's exciting me about the idea of a grand plan is that no matter where you are today, there's something more that you can achieve. My favorite concept is, you know, you always want to have a bigger future than your past. I value optimism, the belief in a better future for all of us. I've got three little kids, and so I've got a vested interest in making the future better for them. I think that what happens is if you stay focused on, you know, what's possible, then good things just happen. Together, we can accomplish and overcome all the challenges that we face. And it's really just a focus, a function of staying committed to, you know, being hopeful about the future and not being negative and dwelling on, you know, what's bad, but seeing the glass is half full every opportunity. Big dreams are important to me because that's what gives you the energy. You know, there's no energy in small dreams. There's no energy in modest goals. But when you think of something big that's extraordinary, that can make a difference for yourself and the world around you, that's what gives you enthusiasm and energy. And what's so important is it's that energy that's contagious, that causes other people to want to join you in reaching your vision and your goals. When I look at a big goal, the biggest challenge is, where do I start? And what I find is that if I just identify what's the next step, you know, what are the little things that I need to accomplish along the way to get me there, that's what enables me to accomplish any big goal. Just identify what's the first thing you need to do, what's the very next thing you need to do, and do that, and trust that the doors are going to be open for you along the way. The best way to start strategizing and planning is with a blank page. You really want to give yourself the freedom to come up with anything. It started with me writing down all the things that I love to do, those things that energized me, that I was passionate about, that created never-ending opportunities for growth. And that was really the start of my life by design. But then over time, I realized that I needed to put some flesh on it. And so I slowly got more details, asked mentors and experts to give me their thoughts. And so we really created something from scratch, but really by standing on the shoulders of the giants who were there eager to help me, just as they'd be eager to help you if you only asked. I was really inspired by Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and he talks about the importance of having a brain trust. And when I thought, gosh, you know, why shouldn't I do this for myself? So I was only 24 years old at the time, and I thought, I'm just gonna do it. And so I literally identified some of the people who I looked up to, who'd taken an interest in me, who I really respected, and invited them to come on the inside of my business. And so we had a dinner where I shared my goals and my dreams for the future. And it was incredible how they were, A, very humbled to be asked to be part of it, but beyond that, they just gave so selflessly of themselves. And because of that board of advisors that I started 22 years ago, not only have I met my wife through one of those board members, she worked for him, but also I've gotten introduced to some of my best clients and the most extraordinary opportunities. And the question that everybody asks is, you know, gosh, I'm not successful enough yet to have a board of advisors. And my challenge to you is, do it anyway. The reality is, even if it's, you know, your dad and your best friend, every form of external accountability where you're sharing your hopes and your dreams is going to help you get to your life by design sooner than not doing it at all. For me, goal setting has really become a way of life. And so for the past 390 weeks, every single week, I would write down two or three breakthrough tests in the direction of my most amazing future. And then I would share that with my board of advisors. And at the end of each 7-day period, I email them back saying, here's what I told you I was gonna test, here's what worked, here's what I learned, and here's what's next. And so just by doing that every single week, it's compounded the growth and the accomplishment that I probably wouldn't have had any other way. Leading a life by design is a life by choice, a life with intention. I think we're so busy in this world today, we're so distracted by media, by our phones, by every sort of communication. It's super important to get your priorities and objectives down and part of building your grand plan. With your priorities, those are your touchstones. Those are your guideposts for staying on track. In terms of the objectives, you've got to have measurable objectives where every single day you know you're moving in the right direction. And without that, it's so easy to get off track and distracted. Success for me is really about being the best version of myself. I have an obligation to do everything I can to get better personally, professionally, and as we succeed financially, to give back and help those around us. So for me, that's the most important thing I could do every day.
Building your grand plan. Any plan can be broken down into a series of smaller steps. Here's an overview of elements that need to be clearly identified. Your dream. Your current status. 5 major milestones or benchmarks needed to reach your goal. Intermediate action steps that lead up to the milestones. Estimated timing. And activation. As I just mentioned in that list, we're going to start with what your 5 top dreams or goals are, and then evaluate your current status. This may be anything you'd like to accomplish: publishing an album, earning a degree, becoming a VP or C-level executive, watching your movie on the big screen, or launching a new nonprofit organization or NGO. Online, you'll have an opportunity to identify your top 5 goals. Next, you're going to have to pick one of these 5 goals so we can dive more deeply into making a plan for that particular goal. We suggest you use this method for all of your goals, but for the sake of time, we're going to just focus on one here. You'll then come up with 5 milestones needed to reach your goal. From that point, we're going to add all of the intermediary steps in to reach those milestones. Next, you'll be adding in deadlines. By following these steps, you'll have created a very solid beginning to your grand plan. Again, online, we're going to walk you through that process of creating your grand plan, or at least starting a good solid draft of it. This is a big meaty exercise online, so definitely carve out some nice time to really dig into this and think through where you want to go and how you're going to get there. Now that you have a clear process to achieve your goals, even if some of what you wrote is an estimate, know that you've built something powerful with this plan. This is a huge step. Congratulations. Also, keep in mind that it's also a first draft, so expect that you'll need to tweak and edit it as you learn and experience more. Of course, we encourage you to start working on these steps to activate the plan right away. In order to turn your grand plan into a reality, especially as you work towards each of these milestones, keep asking yourself the following questions. Am I clear on my goals? What really has to be done? What are all the necessary components? What are my different options? Where can I acquire the resources I need? How am I going to pay or barter for what I need? What are potential challenges? What specific questions do I have? What information am I missing? Advice from industry pros. Egyptian-born Zora Zori is the vice president in charge of social sector outreach at the Foundation Center, the leading source of information about the philanthropy world worldwide. Through data, analysis, and training, the Foundation Center's main mission is to connect people who want to change the world with the resources they'll need to do that. When it comes to helping people make a great plan that will help their lives and the lives of others, we feel Zora is an amazing resource with a fantastic story.
I'm Zora Zori, Vice President for Social Sector Outreach at Foundation Center. Foundation Center is essentially the nucleus of the social sector. We bring together grant-making and grant-seeking audiences to learn more about one another's work so that they can empower people with the information that they need to make the world a better place. I've had three aha moments in my life, and all of those have been linked to what my purpose in life was. I knew first and foremost that I wanted to do something that I felt good about. And reflecting forward into my retirement life, I wanted to be able to look back and say that I had a very small part, maybe even a big part, in shaping lives of people for the better. I wanted to work with youth. I wanted to travel. I wanted to be inspired in the work that I did. So I knew 100% that my purpose in life, both personally and professionally, would have been to do good. I also had another aha moment where I knew that I wanted to travel and see the world. And it was a desire that I've always had, and I didn't know how it would ever come to fruition. And the third aha moment for me was getting involved with a student organization in college that opened up my eyes to the world of community development and economic development and youth development. I was able to just connect all the dots, and I knew with every fiber of my being that I wanted to be in the social sector. In my culture, you either become a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. And here I was saying, I'm going to study business administration and marketing, and I'm volunteering my time to this organization and, you know, trying to convince my family that working for a nonprofit was going to give me the same level of stability economically as any other sector. It took a lot to convince them. I think as a young professional, there are often times where you might feel anxiety or doubt as to whether or not you're on the right path. It's probably applicable to a lot of different sectors, but especially in the social sector, you oftentimes feel like you are one of the few that share this passion for changing the world and making a difference. But being in the room with hundreds and thousands of others on a global scale that aspire for the same thing, it reinforced for me that I was on the right path and that I wasn't alone. I did not have a grand plan. The vision did evolve, but I think that curiosity and that open-mindedness helped me probably more quickly than my peers figure out where I wanted to go. And I realized that I did this one tactic very organically without being told, but if I were to go back and identify this as like a really strategic approach for figuring out your professional pathway, I would say enlist as many mentors as you can and as many champions as you can. People will come in and out of your life through various different phases, but what helped me figure out what path I wanted to take and when to switch different roles and navigate into new opportunities was having very thoughtful people who were champions of my professional growth that I could talk to. My grand plan right now is I'm still learning, and I'll continue liaising with my champions and my mentors, but there's just still a lot that needs to be done where I am right now. There's a ton of opportunity despite what's going on around the world. I think that it's usually the grassroots organizations, it's the nonprofits, it's the social enterprises that are more immediately responding to problems on the ground around the world. And opportunity is ripe for people at any age and any stage of their career, especially young people looking into getting into the nonprofit sector or the for-purpose sector, to dedicate their time now to shift what are problems to becoming opportunities. You can actually make money in the social sector three different ways. One, be very passionate about what you do. Two, Be very curious. Take on as much as you can and learn as much as you can. And three, be nimble and agile. I think if you take those three philosophies and you invest all that you have in your career, whether you're in the social sector or somewhere else, you can grow as a professional and hopefully bring yourself to a place of comfort where you have the means to know that you're doing well on the personal side while you're pursuing your dreams professionally too. I guess the best advice is roll up your sleeves and pick out a menu or put together a menu of a few different nonprofits or social enterprises that you'd like to get involved in and test it out. See what works best for you, what role or responsibility is a right fit for you, and you can take it from there.
Summary. As we've mentioned a few times now, your grand plan is not static, but it's a living, breathing, and evolving document. You can be sure that things will change. You will change. Your wants and needs will change. The world, politics, the environment, finances will change. Don't feel discouraged if your plan doesn't work out exactly as you thought it would. Just having a plan like this and actively working on it puts you light years ahead of millions of your peers. Your chances of success also increase significantly. If you can adopt a positive perspective, embrace the unexpected, and be willing to adapt and pivot as needed, your plan will lead you to even better outcomes than you can imagine right now. Opportunities really are everywhere. Use your grand plan to make your own, right here, today.